You are now tuned in to the Mom CEO Suite podcast. I'm your host, Felicia, wife, mom, and entrepreneur. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my mompreneur journey along with strategies that will help you build your online business operations in a sustainable way. The goal is to help you build a business that fits into your lifestyle as a mom who values putting family first. We will also hear the experiences and expertise of other moms with service-based businesses. You'll get a peek into our journeys so you'll know that you aren't alone. Motherhood gets hard. Entrepreneurship gets hard. But together, we can do hard things. Welcome to the Suite. Hey friend, welcome to another episode. Today, I'm talking about 5 ways that motherhood made me a better business owner and helped me find work-life harmony. So I'm going to talk about this kind of in 3 different sections. I'm going to give like some background context because there was life for me when I was working a 9-to-5. There was life for me when I was running a business before motherhood. And then there's life for me now operating a business after motherhood. So I'm going to kind of talk about it in these 3 different contexts, starting with the 9-to-5 piece. You know, I've had different types of jobs. I've worked in accounting. I've worked in a leasing office for a property management company. All different types of jobs that I learned actually on the job. Nothing that I went to college for. But during those periods of employment, I was the type of person that when 5 o'clock hit, I was walking out of the door. So I was packing my stuff up at 4:55. I was ready to go, right? And so a lot of what was going on in my life during that time was consumed by my personal life and like my personal relationships. That's what my whole life was consumed on. And so that area of my life took a lot of precedence over a career. Well, okay, yes. So during that time, while I was employed, I don't know if I ever told my, I did tell the story way back in one of the first episodes, but pretty much I was working a job. At the time, I had started a local nonprofit organization, which was a mentoring program for teen girls. And I was really passionate about it, but I didn't feel like I had enough time to work on that business. And the way my job was set up at the time, this was before COVID, before work from home was a thing. This was when everybody was still going into the office. My job, I knew it really did not require me to interact with anybody, and I really didn't need to be in the office to do the job. And so I had proposed to be able to work from home or to go to a part-time schedule, and both of those things were denied. So I ended up leaving that position with no plan, which I do not recommend at all, because that just kind of made my entrepreneurial journey a lot harder than it needed to be. But that's kind of how I stepped into entrepreneurship. I was running a nonprofit while I was employed, and I really just felt the pull to focus on that. But the way my job situation was set up, they just weren't in agreement and it just wasn't in alignment. And I had gotten to the point where I was like, I had gone to a conference, so I was out of work for a day, and I came back and it was like this work on my desk, and I was crying and I was sad because I had to be at work. And so I just knew that particular place of employment at that particular time in my life was not what I was supposed to be doing. So that's how I stepped into entrepreneurship. But during that time, my life was consumed, not with career, but it was mainly consumed with things that was going on in my personal life and my personal relationships, right? So there really wasn't a harmony there. Then I was running the business. And so at this time, the nonprofit, I just was not able to keep it going with the lack of support that I had. And so I ended up starting the for-profit business. And so with the for-profit business, which has evolved into the Mom CEO Suite brand right now, I worked anytime, right? This was before motherhood. I worked anytime. I really didn't have any boundaries. I didn't have any real routines or systems. in my personal life, it still consumed a lot of my actual life. I put more energy into other people's businesses and their endeavors and their projects instead of my own. And again, that was a detriment to my own entrepreneurial journey. And at the time, family relationships weren't really a priority. I was like caught up in relationships. And so there was not a seamless integration again of work and life. There was no harmony there. But 2021, I became a mom. And so once I became a mom, I had my daughter. And I say this a lot, but I tried to go back to business as usual after she was born, when she was maybe about 3-4 months when I came off of my maternity leave. But I quickly got a reality check, right? I could not go back to how things were. I couldn't operate the same way. And so there were a few things which I'm going to talk about now that really helped me. This aspect of motherhood, it was kind of developing me in motherhood, but it was also developing me as a business owner. So these are the 5 things. So number one, I actually stopped wasting time. When I first stepped into entrepreneurship, coming out of employment, I wasted a lot of time, right? I struggled with curating my days. I was doing anything at any time. You know, I was procrastinating on things. After motherhood, there literally was no opportunity or space for me to be able to waste time, because with motherhood, there is this just extra load of things that you need to do. And so when it comes to the business, you have a very limited or a very specified time that you can work on your business, especially if you are a work from home mompreneur, you know, like myself. So I keep my kids at home with me. They're not in daycare or anything like that. And so my time was very, a lot of it was accounted for, but it was very limited. And I could work during specific times. This allowed me to be a better steward of my time, and I stopped just wasting time. So that's number one. Number two, I got more organized. I was already organized. You know, I've been in admin and systems for 10 plus years. But once I had my daughter, again, because just of the fact that motherhood requires so much of your energy and time, I had no opportunity to be unorganized, or it would have, for me as a systems person, it would have just made life so much more challenging if things in my business were not organized, if my digital space was not organized, if I did not have systems and processes. And so even now with my second child, I've gone even deeper into getting organized, doing things like time tracking, and I've become a better planner, like having to plan things out ahead of time. And so these are all things that came as a result of me being a mother. Yes, prior to motherhood, I was organized, but now it's on another level and my business is better for it. Next, I stopped overworking. Now you might think, okay, you became a mom, which requires a lot of you, which means you have to work more in your business. But what becoming a mom made me realize was that time was very precious, and I did not want to miss out on moments with my children because I was chained to my laptop, or, you know, I had my phone glued to my hand. I did not want to be a workaholic. I wanted to enjoy seeing my children grow up. And so I stopped working whenever. I stopped working the late nights also because I needed the rest, right? When I prioritized rest and, you know, stopped this overworking, this kind of hustle mentality that I had been in prior to motherhood, it actually allowed me to be more productive and more strategic with the things that I was doing. I was also, because I was rested and just doing things more strategically, I was able to provide better quality service to my clients. I could serve them better because I was not overworked. I was not tired. I was not run down. You know, I did not have crazy brain fog because I had been doing a million things. I knew what I was supposed to be providing for them. I had planned ahead. you know, things were organized. I have a system, I have a process for how things are being done. And so not overworking allowed me to just serve clients better and to give them better quality. Next, I became a better decision maker. Motherhood forces you to have to make a ton of decisions, and you have to make them quickly. When I think about how quickly the children grow, there's no time to be wasting in pondering a decision for something small or for something large, right? Because time, it just seems to go so quickly. And so I just make decisions quicker in my personal life, and that translated over into the business as well. And it just kind of strengthened that decision-making muscle. And so now in the business, when it comes to, okay, am I going to offer this service or not? It's like, yes, just try it out. Go ahead, create a little Google Doc for it and put it out there, right? There's not a whole lot of pondering, because again, that ties back into the wasting time thing. There's not a whole lot of time to be wasted. And even in real time, as I'm recording this, yes, I do still struggle with procrastination, but I'm always, like, when I look at my children, I'm always brought back to the fact that there is no time to be wasted. And that there's also people who, outside of your children, who need your gift, who need the service that you are providing. And the longer that you are waiting to make a decision, you know, that's longer that they have to wait for their solution. Also, what I have seen happening over the past few weeks is that things that I have thought about in my head that I did not execute on, I have seen them in some form. It might be a social media post. It might be somebody providing a service. But I have seen things that I've thought about and I said, oh, I should do this, or this would be good for my brand. And I didn't do it. And somebody else executed it. And that is one of the things that I have noticed just over the years, you know, when it comes to the things that God places on your heart. It's like, yes, he gives you things, but if you don't do it, somebody else can execute it, right? He can use somebody else. But just because he uses somebody else, that does not mean that you still can't do it, right? Because it is going to look differently when you do it. And you also may be better prepared. I'm the person that I need to be able to execute this thing, right? So sometimes, yes, it is you procrastinating and just not doing what you're supposed to be doing, which has been my case. But then sometimes, you know, you might have an idea and you really just aren't ready. You're not who you need to be yet to handle or to execute that particular thing. But overall, just becoming a mom helped me to be a better decision maker and just to make decisions more quickly. And then finally, perseverance, man. You know, I say on the podcast, motherhood gets hard, entrepreneurship gets hard, but together we can do hard things, right? Motherhood is hard. And every day, though, you have to get up and, you know, dig deep within yourself, get your strength from God to keep going on and doing the things that need to be done so you can raise these amazing, wonderful children, right? And that's perseverance. And it's a type of perseverance that I had never experienced in life prior to motherhood, right? I've never really told my birth stories here on the podcast either, but I delivered both of my children naturally, unmedicated. And that took another level of strength. And so that was something that I tapped into that, again, prior to motherhood, I just did not know how strong I was. Now, this is not, you know, I'm not out here telling you to be the strong friend, right? To be the strong person or to not rest, always be strong. No, you have to be self-aware to know when you need to rest, when you need to pull back, when you need to be strong, when you need to not be strong, right? But what it has done for me is that it kind of puts this thing inside of me that says, you know, I was strong enough to go through natural childbirth twice. I'm strong enough to endure these business challenges, right? Which seem minor in comparison to childbirth. I can figure out what offer to put out there. I can figure out my messaging for my audience. I can try to host an event, right? Because it's not as hard as giving birth, and I've done this hard thing. And so this is a mindset that maybe you don't agree with, but it's something that works for me. It just reminds me of how strong I am as a woman. But again, I don't take it too far. I'm very self-aware enough to know when I need to rest and when enough is enough. And so all of these things really just kind of shifted me into this space where on a daily basis, not every single day, but the norm for me is that I have a high level of work-life harmony. Things just integrate very nicely between my work life when I'm working on the business and mom life, right? And I'm not frequently, right? There are days where the kids are just doing what they're doing and it's a little bit much, but most days I'm able to get through it peacefully, right? It's not a huge frustration. There's a sense of gratefulness. There's peace. There is ease. And a lot of times, even when I'm talking to people about, you know, just my circumstances, the situation and how I'm doing things in the home and in the business, I've heard multiple people say, wow, I couldn't do that, right? Which is no slight to them. But for those who desire to do it and just don't know how, I am an example that it is possible, right? And so I have decided that Harmony is going to be an audio experience now. So this way you'll be able to listen to it, go through the course at your leisure, whenever it's convenient for you. And it's really going to position you to be able to create and experience your version of work-life harmony. We're going to talk about priorities and we're talking about boundaries. We're talking about time management and delegation and just all of these things that are tools and resources that you need to create this work-life harmony. And so if you want to get on the wait list for it, click the link in the show description. If you're on the wait list, you'll be the first to know when the audio experience releases. And then wait list members also do get a special coupon code for a discount when it releases. So click the link in the show description to join the Harmony wait list. And again, these were just five things. There's a lot of things that I could have talked about, but these were five major things or five ways that motherhood made me a better business owner and truly helped me to experience work-life harmony. So shoot me a message over on Instagram. Let me know if you resonated with any of the five things that I've mentioned. And let me know, has motherhood helped you be a better business owner? I look forward to hearing from you and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Mom CEO Suite podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, can you do us a favor? Leave a review on iTunes and share with other moms in business like you. Help us spread our message and empower others who are at this intersection of motherhood and entrepreneurship.